It's a long lunch, all right. Four city blocks, dozens of tables end to end along Trafalgar Street. About 700 people are here for the lunch. Italian theme, of course, a glass or two of Chianti or Prosecco, some olives, prosciutto, pizza, of course, and thoroughly enjoying themselves. What have we got here? Meatballs, tennis.
Meatballs, but we've got to eat it with our fingers because we forgot the fork.
The lunch theme is Italian because the Nelson Tasman region is hosting the Italian rugby team, and also because it celebrates the Italian heritage of the region. Many Italians came here at the turn of the 20th century. In fact, so many, the Italian government appointed an Italian consul here.
Buongiorno, you come and sit down.
And with a name like Michio, there's no disguising the background of Aldo Michio, a Nelson city councillor who's been promoting Nelson's World Cup hosting.
Nelson has the oldest and probably most established Italian community in New Zealand. And when they came out here, because I guess the warm weather and the fertile soils and stuff, they started growing tomatoes here, bringing seeds. And in 1931, they established the very first Italian club in New Zealand, which is directly across the road from the park, where the Rugby World Cup will be played.
Excellent. Now you've been... Another Nelson resident who's settled here from Italy is Stefano, a local restaurateur, and he's been creating what he hopes will be New Zealand's longest strand of spaghetti. We're aiming at 201.1 metres.
And we think we're going to produce more than 200 metres. So,
how tricky is it not to break it?
Don't stop a machine, make the perfect moist dough, and we are lucky we are on the shed.
Dot Kettle from the Nelson Tasman Chamber of Commerce says the World Cup hosting of Italy and the two games here will create great opportunities for local business.
I think the World Cup's going to be a fantastic opportunity, and today just shows you how excited Nelson Tasman businesses are about getting in behind that opportunity and making the most of it. And the real potential for our region is the global exposure that we'll get from hosting two games.
Dot Kettle says Nelson is well ahead of most other New Zealand centres in preparing for Rugby World Cup 2011. In Nelson for Checkpoint, Jeff Moffat.